Being more presumptuous and jump up here. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The first one up is the general labor equipment contract change order number 8. Just to be upfront, this is a scope change, not a dollar change. We had an urgent repair arise at pump station 52 in the Bethany area. Councilman Cole has not yet noticed the service interruption, but we're operating on a one pump mode there, and we cannot operate the one valve, and it is relatively deep, so we need to make some repairs, install a vault,
get it all here working right before I get home.
Yes, we will, with your authorization, we will get on it today. So that is one scope change. The other one is we have experienced, and this is in the Wolf Neck area where we're authorized to work in the greater Wolf Neck pump station system. A pump station is frequently flooding, and we need to raise the well vault, incoming wet well manhole in the wet well itself by a couple of feet and regrade the site. In order to get that done, that will reduce the inflow into the Wolf Neck facility. So we would like to change the scope and give up the work in Dewey on pump station 4 and substitute with these two particular changes to the scope. They are dollar-wise equal. As a matter of fact, I think when it's all said and done, we will probably spend less money on the two, but right now I'm conservatively forecasting a wash.
You have motion or
we
motions?
We have a motion. And we have actually looked at the work in Bethany, Councilman Cole, so we're ready to start immediately. Be it be moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the change order number 8 for contract 17-01, FY17, general labor and equipment be approved, which modifies the scope of work to include emergency repairs at pump station 54 and elevation modifications at pump stations 224 with no change in contract amount.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you,
sir. The next one up is the Wolf Neck repair at the building. You may recall I've been here a couple times discussing the mold issues and the vacating. The building had to be vacated. The building had to be emergency remediated. All these steps outlined in the memo. We had bid a contract. You awarded a contract. The contractor has now completed it. We ran into a couple of minor issues when we did the repair on the roofs for the flashing to the walls. We realized that there were several other compromised roof sections we had to repair. There was no choice, we had to do that.
Sure.
there were some, the staff requested a small partition wall be erected inside. It was a couple of $1,000. I said, let's do this, better space utilization rather than having a really big open office space. So this created that. So between that plus a couple of the items were unit price items for the ceiling and caulking. In totality, we had a 4,000 plus change order on the contract, but it is ready for your final completion approval and the change order approval. And the total amount, total change was less than 10%, I think 7.5%.
You have a motion?
I do have a motion for that. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department at change order number 1 for contract 18-11 Wolf Neck Administration Building remediation and repairs be approved, increasing the contract amount by $4,992.15 for a new total of $6,892.15, and that substantial completion be granted effective November 11, 2017, and any held retainers be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
What's wrong with this building? Mold?
Mold.
The mold started initially with the flashing above the windows being defective and around the windows, so the mold got in all the window frames and then came down the walls. And when we tried to take the drywall off around the window frames, we realized the entire building was mold infested.
In other words, mold eat the building up.
From the inside out, yes, it was a, but it all started at the windows and the flashing.
I think a lot of people don't understand that. I heard mold was live, what do you call it, live?
Spore.
Thank you. Live spore and just keeps eating away.
It was sure eating away.
So now we've got to replace the windows and all that.
The staff's ready and excited to move back in. I think they have probably completed the move by now.
There you go. That's a good thing. Any more questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman? Use of existing infrastructure agreement for salt air?
Thank you for the word.
Two of these this morning. The first one is for salt air. It's in the south coastal area. It's in our Cedar Neck area, not sewer district anymore. It's a request for an agreement for the use of existing infrastructure with Land and Marketing Corporation. It does not modify any underlying land use decisions in any form. It allows for wastewater originating from the approved project as well as off-site equivalent dwelling units to be conveyed through our existing transmission system. Under this arrangement, all the salt air development will be connected to the existing infrastructure, and in return, Land and Marketing Corporation will contribute $11,861.20 for the perpetual use of these facilities. The salt air is a 19-unit subdivision.
You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved based on the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Land Marketing Corporation for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on November 28, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
This next agreement is for use of existing infrastructure for Middle Creek Preserve, LLC. This is in the what we call the North Coastal area, but the Angola Neck area. It'll be tying into our Angola Neck gravity system using our existing pump station and our force main to inland bays. The proposed arrangement, Middle Creek Preserve development, will construct an on-site pump station and gravity collection system that will connect to our existing regional infrastructure. In return for the utilization of said infrastructure, Middle Creek Preserve LLC will contribute $83,520 for the perpetual use of the transmission systems. This project consists of 322 units.
Have a motion, sir?
Do. Be it moved based on the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, Sussex County Council approves the use of existing infrastructure agreement between Sussex County and Middle Creek Preserve LLC for a capacity allocation in the regional transmission system as presented on November 20, 2017.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Thank you, sir. Motion carried. Grant request, Ms. Jennings, we have one.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have one. It's Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce. They're requesting $500 for their annual Seaford Christmas Parade. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
Somebody make that same motion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlette, to grant $500 to the Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce for the Christmas Parade out of my council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carried.
You're going, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going. Introduction, proposed zoning ordinance. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first is in Mr. Vincent's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tree care business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 3.9713 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the next one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a plant, tree, and lawn care diagnostic center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.0 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it. Mr. Burton introduces it.
That's all.
Council member comments. Council member comments.
Two things, Mr. President.
Mr. Arlette.
I just want to, again, thank everybody for Thanksgiving. And and get ready for the holiday season. Pretty exciting about that. And also, I wanted to, based on public comments, specifically perhaps Representative Tim Dukes and some of the others, if it is prudent if this council consider a date in December for the public hearing. And so I just wanted to pose that question or thought here as it relates to that. I'm not sure what the schedule looks like, but if it, could it be of consideration?
That would be an additional meeting you're talking about, right?
I would think if
I mean, it would be,
right now we have two scheduled meetings, so if there's nothing there that is set forth, is it prudent of this council to consider a third meeting specific for that public hearing based on the comments that were suggested earlier today?
I think from my perspective, we have two meetings left in December, there were two in December, and neither one of those could meet the advertising requirements for a public hearing. We need, 14 days, I think, so probably 20 days to actually get the newspaper out, so you got, it would take 20 days for whenever to get that done. We had originally, because of what's going on in December with just the two meetings, talked about having the meeting to deal with the issue of right to work and the ordinance and the public hearing and the whole thing on January the 2nd, our first day back in next year. If there's enough people want to have an additional meeting in December, Mike, we could do that if anybody feels the need. Mr. Arlett's, I guess, thinking that we should do that. Anybody else want to feel that way, or we can just move on to January 2nd?
I'm going to weigh in on this just from the heart. And I just think this is the most poorly planned out timed ordinance of one of the most important things that we're going to be asked to look at. This is, you know, if it's really, you know, if it's really for our children's future, you know, we all want more jobs. We all want higher paying jobs. We don't want our kids to have to leave to find that. If right to work's an answer, it would be, you know, something to get a public hearing about. I just, for the life of me, I don't know why this was introduced 45 days before the end of the year. I mean, we are going to be asked to listen to at least a five-hour hearing, and it's going to have a plethora of information. There's going to be a lot of questions. This is not an easy. It's not an easy ordinance. I mean, it's just not an easy ordinance. And you know, if Councilman Arlett has been working on this for 2.5 years to just come out without, you know, any notification to county or staff until the 45th day of the year. I mean, it upsets me because it's just so important, and it's not going to be an easy public hearing because there are two different, very different views. And and I, you know, I take it pretty serious. I want to understand both sides, and I want to look at it, and I want to know what the ramifications of doing it and of not doing it, voting for it or not. I was elected to give good thought on things. The five of us were, and I just think this is a. It's almost disrespectful to Sussex County, and it's definitely disrespectful to me. However, I do recognize the importance of it, and I would make myself available for a special hearing in December if that was the will of everybody else.
Cole?
Yeah, earlier I heard during the comment time, somebody raised this question. Everett, you might give me some guidance on this. Is there any validity to the notion that if the county passes an ordinance before the legislature convenes to maybe stop the ordinance or to change it or you know, put in any kind of legislation that would prevent it or whatever, to set that activity, whatever it is we pass. Anyway, is there validity to that argument, that we can pass something, and then if the state hadn't addressed it, they're basically stuck with our ordinance, or can they still? I know you're looking in your phone.
Yes. There, typically, that is not the case on home rule issues. Home rule issues are totally different because home rule involves power that's given by the state to the county. And what I was scrolling down and trying to find, and that's you'll find that written in kind of the general, what we refer to as the Hornbook type law or the general law of the land. But in addition, there was a specific case in Delaware, and it was involved in Slaughter Beach. And this involved a case where, and I believe it was on a water system that was in Slaughter Beach that was owned by a family, and there was a contract with the state, or excuse me, with the town to provide the water. And this went back many years, and I think it was even into the 1930s. And the town had the right to regulate the water rates that were being given. And subsequently, the state took away the rights and said Public Service Commission is going to be the one that sets these rights and took away that authority from local governments. And but the town kept trying to enforce the rate request of this private utility. And it went to the Supreme Court. And in the Supreme Court, it was ruled that this specifically repealed, even though it was grandfathered, or it was argued that it was grandfathered, that it was in before, that it took away that right, even though it was predated. So from that standpoint, no, it's not. And there's cases in Delaware on that.
Let me finish up. My follow-up, in other words, why I asked that question is I'm trying to figure out, is time of the essence? Are we rushing in to get into something, say, follow-up on whatever IG said there about you felt like we're rushing it. It is. It's very important. So my concern is, is time of the essence? Do we have to get in and get this under the wire, so to speak, before the state legislature? So what you've just indicated is time is not of the essence. They can always do things that can impact us because of home rule.
Yeah, and what they can do if the state decides to preempt a certain field and they want to take over all authority for do it, they can do that at any time. So they could come in and say, all this needs to be controlled by the state, and they could do that.
Well, I'm just bringing it up because we got two meetings left. We have to have a special meeting. Christmas, everybody's busy. Is it going to get the attention that it deserves, or should we schedule it, January 2nd? Have a public hearing, and because I'm 100% certain it's going to be deferred, because as you said, Mr. Burton, there's going to be a lot of information, and we want to give both sides, everybody, a fair chance, a fair shake in the whole discussion and debate.
Why not advertise it?
We have to advertise it.
We do. We will eventually.
Why not advertise the 2nd of January?
Well, yeah, we're going to do that.
That's what we're discussing.
We're talking about advertising.
Why not say ahead of time? That people know they're supposed to be here.
We will do that for sure. Yes. We have to advertise at least 14 days in advance. So,
As we don't get too far in the weeds here, because this is not an agenda item.
That's correct.
The question was based on the public comments provided earlier today. Is it prudent of this council to consider a public hearing in December or not? That was my question, and then I would add one more comment to Mr. Burton's comments, and that is, I have not been working on this for 2.5 years.
That's what you stated.
I've never stated that. Give me the minutes, give me the recording, I've never stated that. It was stated back in 2015 based on public comment that was provided by our assistant county administrator at the time, based on Representative Tim Duke's comments, that he proposed a bill. I proposed the question, do we have the authority to do this? Back in April of 2015. And I proposed the question back then that this should be come back up on the agenda at a future date for possible discussion and action. After that date, I hadn't thought about right to work. up until August of this year when I learned that there were conversations and meeting going on by some members of this council with others about this very subject. So I had not been working on this for 2.5 years. I was alerted once I realized that there were conversations for many months from some members of this council with others about this very subject. So as a duly elected official, I too would want it to be part of those conversations, as you would. And so hence, here we are. So I'll get back to my original question based on the public comments.
It doesn't appear we have 3 people want to do that.
That's fine.
So if somebody tell me I'm wrong, we're going to move on with January the 2nd. We'll advertise that date and have the public hearing.
Well, the hell.
Is everybody, obviously Mr. Arlette would like to have us to one in December.
Well, that would have to be between December 19th and the 25th, sometime in there.
What's the earliest date, Mr. Lawson, that we could have based on if the decision was made today?
The earliest date based on today, 20 days out from today, basically. We have to have that 14-day window of public notice. The newspapers require about 6 days, so we say to be safe, 20 days from the time our clerk would send the notice to the newspaper to advertise. So 20 days from now, if we met on a Tuesday, the next available Tuesday would be December 19th.
Or 26th. I'm sure nobody wants to meet the day after Christmas. I don't know that, but...
I'd like one more comment.
Mr. Wilson.
Mr. Moore.
Yes.
Isn't it not true that they pass a law up to General Assembly, Sussex County legislators pass a law that you cannot do on certain things here in Sussex County, like the refrigerator law? And that law still holds true today. Is that not true?
There's the Home Rule statute, if that's what you're referring to, that gave us our original authority.
That's our Sussex County rule, right?
Right.
Home Rule.
Yes.
Well, then how can this other rule override that rule?
Because the state gives us the authority to act, and they can limit that authority to act.
They can limit it,
yes.
It's where they didn't go along with us.
They can take us.
They didn't go along with us on Newcastle, and Kent didn't go along with us the first time on the Home Rule, as far as the Refrigerator Act.
Yeah. Was the Housing Code, I think.
Okay.
Back in the 80s, 90s, I guess it was.
Well, that's back.
George was here then, I'm sure.
I know George was here.
Any more comments from council?
You young guys, I was here a long time before you got here, Sam. Young guys.
Any more comments from council? Okay. Entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlette. To go into executive session for pending potential litigation and land acquisition. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Obvious. Motion carried. Right.